Okay, Houston, I got F grader now. I'm all squared away. Thank you.
Okay, Ron, it's right in the middle of that landing site 404, which is right before Aitken in the book on your on the landmark tracking book, and it's right dead center in that page.
Yeah, I got the one that's right.
Okay, I've got it now. I wrote down 404. It's 404.
Okay, Houston, we've got a good shot of the landing site.
Roger, understand, and roger, Ron.
The shadows, Bob, go all the way across the scarp, and very long pyramiding shadows go all the way past Family Mountain. The looks like the sculptured hills are lit up on this side, but it almost puts the entire North Massif in shadow from where I stand.
America, Houston.
Quite an interesting place to land down there.
America, Houston.
We can now, I think, see contrast down in the shadow. And the only part of the scarp that's visible, I think Jack picked it out, as being right where Lara is.
Roger, America, Houston.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, just some words in your, you'll be going through your system checklist here, and you'll probably see that it says dump the wastewater if it's greater than 85%, and you are at about 89.6%. We would like you not to dump the wastewater until the nominal time in the flight plan. Do not dump the wastewater during this system check. Over.
Okay, and I understand it was about 94 hours, as I recall.
That's affirmative. That's where the nominal time is, and that's where we'd like it dumped.
Okay. Bob, that's a fantastic black and white shot of the landing area with the shadow stretching across most of it.
Right to understand.
Bob, I can now see down in through the shadow. I can see Bear Mountain. I can see, I can't really make out the slide yet. Most of the North Massif are still in shadow due to the sculptured hills. And just at the point where we can start really to see through the shadows and see the some hummocky terrain on the North Massif, it just went out of my next reach. But I did see some sort of albedo change that went across the canyon about in the vicinity of the scarp.
Bob, with respect to the landing site, this is Jack. When we had closer to low phase angle approaching it, when I first had it in view, there was a clear lightning in the area of the light mantle. It was not sharply defined, but around the crater Lara and Nansen and to the west of the Scarp, there was very clearly slightly brighter reflectivity.
Roger, Jack.